It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, October 18, 2022. Stand up for your country. So as I reported last night, and lots of people reacted to it, there's a big change going on in America, political change. The winds are blowing in favor of Republicans, and it's Joe Biden's fault pretty much alone. He's made so many mistakes. We ran him down last night. I'll remind you again of the bigger ones tonight. That people are having a very hard time supporting the Democratic Party. So independents in particular make the determination these days about who wins, who loses. They're going over to the Republicans, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So you have to start with the basic reality, and Joe Biden is not in the real world. He's delusional. You have to start with the basic reality that millions of American voters are suffering, because their economic well-being has been shattered, mostly by inflation. We don't have high unemployment yet. I don't think we're going to get to a real staggering unemployment number in this country. Simply too much commerce going on after COVID. There was a lot of pent-up demand after COVID, and that is now come on out, and employees are needed. So I don't think we're going to have high unemployment. But this unbelievable inflation has eroded the buying power, the spending power of all Americans, unless you're super wealthy. And even if you're super wealthy, which is a very small percentage of the population, you see your wealth drastically declining. Meantime, in most places, taxes are going up so that you don't have a cash reserve if you're a working American. And it's dangerous because you could get sick, something bad could happen, a hurricane could come through, and you don't have any backup. So that puts people on edge. They're anxious. And the party that's responsible for this is the Democratic Party. Last year under Donald Trump, America's economy was the strongest in the world. And there was no inflation, 1.3%. That was just 2 years ago. So anyway, that is the reality. And finally, the New York Times, which is a house organ of the Democratic Party and a committed progressive journal, they took a survey, and here's what they said. Quote, the biggest shift came from women who identified as independent voters. In September, they favored Democrats by 14 points. Now independent women back Republicans by 18 points. A striking swing that has given the polarization of the American electorate and how intensely Democrats have focused on that group and on the threat Republicans pose to abortion rights. It isn't working. It isn't working. Okay. So that's a 32-point swing in less than a month. I don't believe that swing, by the way. I don't believe anything I read in the New York Times. I don't. I just don't believe it. It's too big a swing. What I do believe is that there's been a heavy shift in the last couple of weeks, beginning around October 1st, that the reality of the economic pain is now hitting people. Summer is over, back to work, things are not getting better. But by far and away, the most damaging thing done to the Democratic Party is President Biden. Now, yesterday we reported that he was eating an ice cream cone in Portland, Oregon, when a reporter asked him about the economy, and he said the American economy is strong as hell. All right, I have that on my message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com. No, it's not. He's also said the border is secure. No, it's not. And it's not debatable. These aren't debatable things. And then you would say, well, Biden's lying. He's delusional. He lives in a bubble world, and he wants to believe certain things, and his sycophants around him tell him that. It's Baghdad Bob territory. That's where Joe Biden is. No. Now, if he were a competent president, he'd be humble and say, yeah, we got big problems, and I'm going to try to solve them. I'm working hard. He doesn't even acknowledge the problems. How can you solve them? Doesn't even acknowledge them. So that's sunk in now to the electorate. Now, 33% of the country is going to vote Democrat no matter what. No matter what. Okay? But the other 67%, the Republican side, all of them are going to vote against Biden. There's not one single Republican in this country going to vote for Biden and the Democrats in the midterms. And now, with the independents realizing, hey, this is not good, that there's just no other way to see it. It will be a red wave. Now, I told you that I'm going to start to focus in on individual races between now and Election Day. The Warnock-Herschel Walker race in Georgia. So I saw the debate, and Walker won the debate. Walker's not articulate. He's not particularly bright. If I had a choice and it was anybody else, I'd probably vote against Herschel, even though I like him as a person. Warnock is a fanatical leftist. He's voted for Biden 98% of the time. That eliminates him from any honest vote. So Walker, I think, is now going to win in Georgia. And it's funny because I told Beck, and I'll be on his show on radio show on Friday, a couple of weeks ago, I said, Beck, you're crazy. Walker's going to lose. And Beck, it looks like he might turn out to be right. Now, there were 3 weeks to go, and with Walker's resume, anything could happen. But Warnock is just, I mean, why would anybody in Georgia vote for Warnock? 98% you vote with Biden? You're responsible. And Georgians, they're working, it's a working class state. I know there's a lot of racial stuff there, but I think that Kemp, who's going to win and beat Stacey Abrams for governor by about 10 points, he'll pull Walker over the finish line. Maybe Walker wins by 2 or 3. Okay. In Michigan, a very interesting race between the ultra-liberal Gretchen Whitmer, the incumbent governor, and the challenger Tudor Dixon. The latest numbers have Whitmer only up by 5 points. This is an Emerson College poll. Emerson, not, you know, they're like Siena and Monmouth and Quinnipiac, they don't really have the money to do the polling. Emerson is, But anyway, I believe that Dixon is closing the gap there. Now, am I going to predict she will win? No, because Michigan is a state that's heavily union. They'll get those votes out, the union. But it's close. And Dixon could upset her there. Okay, so summing up, there's been a significant change in America in the last 2 weeks. The winds are all at the back of the Republicans. And I believe that the House is going to be a bloodbath in favor of the GOP. And the GOP will win 2 Senate seats. They'll be 52-48. That's how I see it now. Could change. Let's bring in a man smarter than I am. Scott Rasmussen is a poller out of McKinney, Texas. He is an editor-at-large for Ballotpedia, and he writes a column, Number of the Day. Okay, so you heard my analysis. What say you?
Well, you're not too far off. Let's start with the condition of the country. Just 28% of voters say they're better off than they were 2 years ago. I mean, that's channeling Ronald Reagan's challenge from 4 decades ago, but that captures the mood. People were saying we were in a pandemic 2 years ago and we're not any better off right now. Top issue, inflation. When you talk about the trends, very simple. Watch the gas prices. Over the course of the summer, lots of polls showed that Republicans were losing ground. Why? Because gas prices were falling. Half of America lives paycheck to paycheck. That price of gas, very, very important. The one thing that I would disagree with you on in terms of the trend is I think the uptick began in mid-September, a little further back, when gas prices began to move back up. However, it wasn't picked up in the polls as much because a lot of the polls at that time were still being reported as registered voter polls. When you make the transition from registered voters to likely voters in this environment, that moves the numbers a lot in the Republican direction.
Okay, so in 3 weeks, the media between now and then, November 8th, is going to do everything they can to tell America that the Republicans are evil. It's already started, and that's what we're going to hear. At this point in history, does the media have any sway on how people vote?
Well, there's some sway, but you know, you actually, the thing you're highlighting is over the summer, the media dominates the narrative. When you get in the campaign season with campaign advertising and people knocking on doors and candidates expressing their views, the media view that traditional media is not quite shut out, but their message doesn't get heard very well. Look, I think we're right on target with what you're talking about with the House and the Senate. If the price of gas keeps going up, well, then the Republican prospects go up with them. And that's going to have a bigger impact than any media reports.
You know, I think food is more important than gas at this juncture because we have holidays coming up and the food prices are staggering now. And yes, people, the gas, but they're kind of used to the gas. They got used to it. But the food is new. A lot of it is new. You walk into a grocery store or a restaurant now, you're looking at, and you can see it. And most people don't go to restaurants anymore because they can't afford a $40 entree. So I think food is going to have a very strong effect. Now, at the end of October, many Americans, perhaps most, get their financial statements, money they have invested into our capitalistic system for retirement, for college, for savings plans, whatever it may be. They're going to be horrified when they see the decline year, January till the end of October, horrified. And that is going to be the clincher. And they open those statements and their head snaps back. And then they're going to remember that Biden says the economy is as strong as hell.
Right.
I think that's the fait accompli. I think Biden saying that was a colossal mistake.
Yeah, but he's made a lot of statements that were colossal mistakes. His job approval is at 41%. That's very bad for Democrats. You know, we can talk about the big trends. It's going to be a good night for the Republican Party. The only question is how good. Some of the individual races may surprise us one direction or the other. But this is not something that is changing because of what somebody said last week or the week before. It's the reality of the economy that we're in today.
Yeah, but there's nobody has any confidence in Biden. They don't.
Right, exactly
they think
right.
He's delusional. As I said, they have no confidence in him at all.
That's
and
right.
I think that's a major factor. If you have a president
yes.
who says, look, we have a problem. We're going to fight our way out of it. We're all going to be in it together. We're going to improve things. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. We're going to do them now and rally the folks. Instead, this guy goes, oh, we had border secure. And
yep.
People just go, that's huge, Scott.
It is. Absolutely. By the way, having a celebration of the Inflation Reduction Act when the numbers come out to show inflation is going up and the stock market falling 1,300 points, that was a serious blunder. I want to mention something about the Georgia Senate race, though, that is really important detail in this process. The in Georgia, you can have a runoff. If nobody gets 50%, we saw that 2 years ago. I think that is the most likely outcome, that we will go to a runoff. This year, because they changed the laws, the runoff will be much earlier, December 6th. And it is possible, not likely, but it is possible that control of the U.S. Senate would be at stake in Georgia. If there's a runoff and control
the third
of the U.S.
party
Senate
candidate, the third party candidate is hurting Walker more than Warnock, right?
Right. And think about that. If you're uncomfortable with what you heard about Walker and you can't vote for Warnock, you throw your vote to that third party candidate and you push it to a runoff. But in the runoff, especially if control of the Senate's at stake, Herschel Walker wins.
As long as Trump doesn't go down there.
Well, yes, there is that.
Right. Now,
so you can talk to him about that. But.
You know, look, I talked to him. It doesn't really matter. Pennsylvania is an interesting race to me. I know the state fairly well. Dominated by Philadelphia and a Democratic machine. If the African-Americans don't come out in Philly, GOP is going to win big. But there are two bad candidates there. Let's be honest, please. Fetterman looks like a Hell's Angel. The guy, I mean, maybe he's got health problems and I'm not celebrating those. But even if he didn't, he's a far-left kook. And Oz can't articulate who he is or what he wants. They're both very weak candidates. Fetterman looks like he's ahead by 1 or 2 points. How do you guys see that?
If you really press me, I would say that Oz is a slight favorite, and it's all because of the issues. We're at a time in the season where the choice is less about Oz versus Fetterman than do you want to help or hurt Joe Biden's agenda. I won't be surprised either way, but again, I think Oz right now is moving, and the reason is because when you look at the polls in Pennsylvania, there may be 7 or 8 points of people who are undecided. Undecided voters in all the polling I've seen really dislike Joe Biden. So the degree that they show up and vote, they're going to go for Oz in that case.
Okay, I can't call a race. What about my hypothesis that if a governor of a state wins fairly significantly, that governor can drag across a weaker senatorial candidate because the splitting of the ticket, you know, people don't do that. That's why I think Walker, if he does get more than 50, it'll be because of Kemp. Kemp will drag him across. So there's a race in New Hampshire where Sununu, the incumbent governor, is up by 24 points, and he's easily going to win. They love him up there. Right. But Baldock, the Republican senatorial candidate, is running behind Maggie Hassan, who's just basically a Biden apparatchnik. She says she isn't, but she is. And I'm just looking at that race going, is it possible that Sununu could drag Baldock? And that would be the biggest upset of the night, I think.
It would certainly be an upset. There might be some bigger ones. There's always possible surprises. Is it possible? I think the biggest problem that Baldock has in that race is that their primary is so late in the season. When you have a primary, you know, there's hard feelings from the side who lost. It took Oz months before those people came back to say, okay, I'm going to hold my nose and vote for Oz in Pennsylvania. Baldock hasn't had a lot of time to coalesce that support from within his party, which makes it tough. But is it possible? Yeah. If the trends keep moving in the Republican direction.
Small state, easy media state. The problem is that Southern New Hampshire is dominated by Boston. And a lot of Boston liberals have moved up there because they don't want to pay the Massachusetts taxes. So they'd rather commute to Boston.
That's also a big part of the media market, which is not so inexpensive.
Right. Yeah. But Sununu is so popular that that's just an interesting race. Final one, Arizona. Kelly is personally popular there. They like him. But again, he's on the wrong side of the trend. Any hope the Republican wins there against Kelly?
Absolutely, there's hope. I think that race is going to be very close. Right now, if you ask me, and this one, I would say Kelly probably squeaks it out, and Kerry Lake, though, wins in the governor's race.
Yeah,
so all
I think
of
Lake
a sudden, you've
win.
Got a different dynamic. But that's another race. It's the flip side of Pennsylvania. I won't be surprised if either candidate wins either of those races. In Pennsylvania, I give the nod to the Republican, and in Arizona to the Democrat.
Okay. All right, Scott, I hope you check back in with us before the vote. And Scott, by the way, is an independent pollster. You know, he's not skewing to cooking the books, and that's what we want. And we have Mark Penn on, we have Scott Rasmussen on, we have Doug Schoen on. You know, these are the guys who, you know, they're going to give it to you straight, which is what we want. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it very much.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
All right, so Joe Biden gives a big speech today. I'm not going to run any clips of the speech. If you want to see it, the networks will do it all day long. It's the battle of the bulge for Biden, abortion rights, abortion, abortion, abortion. Got to vote for Democrats, so we have abortion codified into law. It's all bull. It's all a fantasy. The Supreme Court has already ruled abortion is now the purview of the state. So Biden can do whatever he wants. He can say whatever he wants. But even if the Congress voted to codify abortion into federal law, Supreme Court already said no. Okay, it already said no. And it's not going to reverse itself. So this is all smoke and mirrors for people who don't know. But the reason that he's doing this abortion speech today is because that's all they have. And they know they're losing their grip on independent women. So they're going to try to scare it up. And it's not going to work. Because economics override abortion. Simple as that. But that's what Biden is doing today. All right, I gotta run this sound bite on Biden. So last year, at the beginning of the year, California gas prices about $4. And they were averaging about $4 for most of the year. Keep that in mind. When Joe Biden was in L.A. on October 14th, here's what happened. Go.
The inflation report is out. Have you seen gas prices around here in L.A.? It's $7 a gallon almost.
Well, that's always been the case here. No, it's not. Nationwide, it came down about $1.35. And we're still down over $1.
That's always been the case out here. So he just doesn't know, nor does he care. This is what delusional is. I don't know if any of you have ever known a person who's delusional. Now, some elderly people go into dementia, and I'm not implying that Biden's into dementia. I'm not. Don't know. I don't think he is. But there are human beings who live in a delusional state. And if you know them, you know how frustrating that is. Because no matter what you present to them, okay, they will just blow it off because they want to believe something. It doesn't matter. Jesus could come down and cure millions of people in prime time, and Bill Maher would still not believe in him. Okay? He just doesn't want to. He just doesn't, you know, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. So Biden, it's always been that way out here, $7 a gallon gas. No. No. Border's not secure. Economy's not strong as hell. Hasn't always been $7 a gas. Now, Scott downplayed it a little bit, but I'm telling you, regular people who don't follow politics, who don't watch a lot of news, who don't consume information, they're getting that this guy is not in the real world. And they're also suffering. The combination is, if they bother to show up to vote, which many of them do not, they'll pull a lever for the other party. Now, this is the most important story I'm going to present to you tonight, because it is such a blatant lie. And you know me, I don't use that word lie too often. I've very rarely seen anything like that. So everybody knows that 5 million foreign nationals have penetrated the U.S. southern border since Joe Biden has been president. Five. The industry to smuggle people in here is run by the Mexican drug cartels. In addition to smuggling narcotics, they smuggle people. The cartels have actually printed up in Espanol what the migrants are to say when they are confronted by Border Patrol if they're caught. And the number one thing that they are to say is, I want political asylum. I fear for my life in Honduras, Nicaragua, Panama, Venezuela, wherever it may be. I want political asylum. Okay. The law in America, U.S. law, is this. Put it up, and I'll read it to the people listening on the radio. To lawfully enter the United States, a non-citizen must apply and present himself or herself in person to an immigration officer at a U.S. port of entry when the port is open for inspection. That is the law, and we confirmed it today with Homeland Security. That's the law of the United States. So, what is a U.S. port of entry? It is a place located in a city on the border. There are 51 U.S. ports of entry. I'll just give you a few. San Ysidro has one, Nogales, Douglas, Del Rio, Texas, Laredo, Brownsville, on and on and on. There are 51 places where you can present yourself to the Border Patrol and say, I'm so-and-so, I am applying for asylum in the United States, and they'll give you the form, and then you fill it out, and they adjudicate your case, the Border Patrol, okay? Now, there are a number of ways you can do that. You can send the people back to Mexico, which is what the Trump administration did. You can send them into the United States, as the Biden administration is doing. All right, so you have a hearing or whatever, and tell me where you're going to be, whatever it may be. But if you do not present yourself, you cannot ask for asylum legally. This is what the ACLU is putting out. Put it on the screen. Quote, under U.S. law, a person seeking asylum may do so by arriving at the border and asking to be screened by U.S. officials at a port of entry, or by entering the U.S. without prior inspection and then declaring their fear of prosecution. That is a lie. I'll read it again. Or by entering the USA without prior inspection and then declaring their fear of prosecution. That is not part of U.S. law. Yet the ACLU says it is. They know they're lying. They know it. Okay, and they say it anyway. Now, I don't know whether Joe Biden knows immigration law or not. I do not know. But I do know that impeachment will be drawn up against him if the Republicans win the House on November 8th. As soon as they get into office in January, the impeachment will begin. Because Joe Biden himself is breaking immigration law. He is sworn to uphold the laws of the United States. That's what the swearing-in ceremony on Inauguration Day is. Biden and his minions are breaking the law. It is clear there aren't two sides to the story. So unlike the Trump impeachments were purely political and went nowhere, this is demonstrable that the President of the United States himself is breaking the law by allowing these migrants to come in and apply for asylum wherever. Very important story. You will hear it nowhere else but here on the No Spin News. If you do hear it somewhere else and I'm wrong, please contact me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com. Now, propaganda on the right. Just doesn't happen on the left. Happens on the right. Okay. So there are Americans on the right who object to the United States and NATO helping Ukraine. You know them, you've heard them. So I get a letter from Lee, okay? And here's what he says. Bill, for those that feel we should not support Ukraine, we should compare two things. First, how do we get here? Obama, now Biden, were okay initially if Russia stepped into Ukraine and signals as much to Putin. We threatened Russia with offering NATO membership to Ukraine. Unquote from Lee. Okay. Nobody offered Ukraine NATO membership, least of all the United States. No one, Lee. Never happened. Under any circumstance did it happen. Ukraine wanted it, but it was never offered. Two, Biden and Obama weren't accepting of Putin taking Crimea. Obama didn't do anything about it, but he condemned it. It wasn't like they said, okay. And Biden, in the beginning of the invasion, when asked what military steps would be taken against Putin, Biden said, well, it depends what he does. If he does just a little, then we'll measure that. But he wasn't okay with it. He didn't signal Putin, yeah, come on in, take whatever you want out of Ukraine. So this is propaganda on the right. And my message to everybody listening to me and watching me tonight is, I hope you want the truth. So when you hear something, be skeptical. There's another 2,000 caravan in Guatemala heading here. It's about 1,300 miles away. And this is never going to end under the Biden administration. Ever. So they're gathering down there. Mexico's not going to stop them. Obrador doesn't fear Biden. Obrador feared Trump. Doesn't fear Biden. American Airlines, and again, I hope you don't have to fly over Thanksgiving and Christmas. I hope you don't. So they've agreed to pay $7.5 million to passengers who they screwed on baggage fees. All right, this is American Airlines. So here's what happened. If you fly first or are a super frequent flyer on American, you get a free bag. You don't have to pay. Yeah, I think it's one. Okay, you get a carry-on, and then you can check one bag. Well, American goes, nah, they were charging the first-class people and the frequent flyer people a fee for the bag. Five passengers got together, filed a class-action lawsuit against American Airlines. Good for them. And they won. $7.5 million. So if you're first-class on American and they charge you for one bag, $7.5 million are going to be doling out. Okay, a Harvard poll. Who do you blame crime on? Woke politicians, 64%. That's all. The rest of it's not important. So 64% of Americans, a Harvard poll, blame rising violent crime on woke politicians. Smart Life. New poll, study, whatever it may be, from the Future Panel organization says that young adults 19 to 30 are smoking more pot than ever before. Surprise? Nobody's surprised. Okay? So last year, 49% of all American adults said they smoke marijuana at least once. Half the population. But younger people are really going at it. In Vermont, very lenient pot state, cannabis users 19 to 30 outnumber people who don't use. So why is this a Smart Life segment? Because if you are a young person and you smoke a lot of pot, that's not smart. You will hurt your career, your personal life, your physical well-being, and your mental well-being. Look, I know some of you aren't going to ever buy this, but intoxicating yourself, whether it's with beer or gin or vodka or marijuana or methamphetamine or fentanyl or heroin, altering your mind by chemicals is not smart. Period. This day in history, October 18th, 1968, John Lennon and Yoko Ono busted in London for narcotics. Now, the press made a big deal out of a lot of hashish found in their apartment, but they ignored the morphine. So half a gram of morphine was found by the cops. Lennon and Ono had it. Why is this important? Well, number one, Lennon and Ono attempted to migrate to the USA, and it was a big brawl. President Nixon didn't want them because of this drug conviction, but the press said, oh, it's just pot. It wasn't just pot. It's heroin. Morphine is heroin. Okay? Number two, Lennon won. He got to stay in the USA. Number three, after that, he became a heroin addict. And that broke up the Beatles. Now, some of you don't care about that. Okay, fine. But that's not what the press ever reported, and that's why I wrote Killing the Legends. That John Lennon came here to the United States, was allowed to stay, even though he violated, he was convicted in the UK on drug offenses, became a heroin addict, and ultimately his life was taken by an assassin. But very few people know any of this. And that happened, the bust, 54 years ago today. Okay, mail segment and a final thought, which should amuse you. I hope it does. In a moment. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Let's go to the mail. David, the concierge member. David gets direct access to me. Great gift. Give somebody a concierge membership. Change their life. They'll love you. David says, who votes Democrat? Women who support abortion. People who live in big cities, government assistance. Hollywood super rich. LGBTs. African Americans by tradition. Young people, no wisdom. There's your 33%. That's very good analysis, David. I think you're right. Gabriel Capanera, Chicago. Bill, I believe you misrepresented Tulsi Gabbard on your program. She stated Joe Biden and the United States of America in particular should lead the effort to de-escalate the war, not the United Nations led by France. Gabriel, again, the United Nations has nothing to do with this. Okay, it's NATO. We are the leader of NATO. You're correct in that. But from all accounts, NATO has tried very hard to come to some accommodation with Putin. But we don't want to show weakness here because China is watching. Again, facts are very important things. Travis Stone, Hendersonville, North Carolina. I consider myself a liberal, but I find myself voting for Republicans in the past elections. This midterm, I found that both sides are very weak candidates. Dr. Oz, Walker, Warnock, Fetterman are not impressive. Hard to argue with that. Joel Wilson, Denver, North Carolina. Bill, I followed you for years, as did my father when he was alive. There's no one I trust more. Well, thank you, Joel. It's very nice. Keep up the fight for all of us. My question, do you think Biden will ever be held accountable? I do. I think he's in big trouble if Republicans win the House. Remember, that's where the articles of impeachment are drawn up. Will he get booted? No. Will he be humiliated? Yes. Robin, what happened to the Supreme Court leak investigation? Total sham. Just a sham. They didn't want to find out who leaked it. And they didn't. Karen St. Pierre, Burlington, Connecticut. I got your new book, Killing the Legends, on audio. Normally driving from here to Jersey is drudgery. I can feel your pain on that one, Karen. But this time I didn't mind because Legends is so fascinating. Well, I really appreciate you listening to it on audio. It's a good way to get through that hellacious traffic here in the Northeast. Okay, we have a tomorrow I'm going to tell you about our VidGo Shock and Awe on Friday. It's a really interesting one. But if you want information about VidGo, just vidgo.com. It's a streaming service. They're our partner. Save you some money, and they have my weekly show. I've plugged Legends already. We're getting a good Christmas stuff up for the store. Some new items you're going to like. And remember, premium concierge members get huge discounts. That alone will save you a lot of money and your membership fee. Word of the day, do not be a plonker. P-L-O-N-K-E-R. Great word, plonker. Back with the final thought in a moment. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Final thought of the day. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, the media is desperate now. Biden's desperate. I mean, that's why he did the abortion speech today. Battle of the Bulge, trying desperately to turn things around. It's not going to be successful. But from now until November 8th, the corporate media will now run outrageous sound bites. It'll be a horror show. And here's one example that happened October 17th. Go.
Coming up, Donald Trump is now complaining about Jewish people after his friend Kanye West threatened to kill them. And no Republican is complaining about any of that. That's next.
It's just, I'm trying to measure this. It's so hard to believe that standards at NBC News have slipped so much that that man is paid for saying that gibberish. But he is. It's almost shocking because I had to come up the hard way. I didn't work for NBC, but I worked for CBS and ABC. And that kind of stuff would never have been accepted in any way. But now NBC, it's writes the check. Yeah, say whatever you want. Whether it's defamatory, libelous, whether it's an outright lie. But that's the kind of stuff you're going to hear in 3 weeks. And we're going to try to spotlight it every day. We're going to have the most ridiculous soundbite of the day or whatever, I'll call it something else. But just think about it. Kanye West wants to kill Jewish people and no Republican complained about that. Nobody. And Kanye West wants to kill them. It's a murder, Jewish people, according to this guy. And then every Friday he goes in and NBC hands him a check. It's unbelievable. It is absolutely incredible how the media has deteriorated in America, but not us. I am sworn to give you honest coverage, and I will. Thanks for listening and watching the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.